So Parsha Shmini. There's a very interesting phenomenon in Parsha Shmini that makes it unique in the Seder of Parshios. And that is that we find that the Torah could be divided up into letters, split half here and half there, and into words, half the words here, half the words here. And both of those splits, probably not by coincidence, appear in Parsha Shmini. So we'll look at Vayikra Perek Yud first. Ves Seir Achatos, Dorosh Dorash Moshe, Vine Saraf. So when you write a Sefer Torah, you write one Dorosh at the end of a line, and the next Dorash at the beginning of the next line. Why? Because these two words, Dorosh Dorash, are half the Torah in words. The first Dorosh belongs to and completes the first half of the words of the Torah. The second Dorash begins the second half of the Torah in words. Now if we fast forward to Perek Yud Aleph here in Parsha Shmini, it says, Kol Holech Al Gachon, the Gvav of Gachon is exactly the middle of the Torah in letters. And therefore we have the Masorah to write the Vav of Gachon as a longer letter, because that's exactly the middle of the Torah as far as letters are concerned. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Adaf Lamed, Lefichach Nikru Rishonim Sofrim, Shayu Sofrim Kol Osios Sheva Torah, Shayu Omrim Vav de Gachon Chetzion Shal Osios Shal Sefer Torah, Darosh Darash Chetzion Shal Tevos. And you'll see this in the Brisa, in the ninth parak of Masechta Sofrim, Vav Digachon Tzorech Lios Zokuf, it should be a larger letter, Shehi Chatzi Osio Shel Torah, Darosh Darash Chatzi Tevos Shel Torah, Darash Besof Shita, Darosh Berosh Shita, you should write Darosh, the first Darosh, at the end of a line, to indicate that it's the Siyum, it's the completion of the first half of the words of the Torah, then Darash starts the next line, meaning begins the next half of the Torah as far as words are concerned. And the Rishonim are called Sofrim. Why? Because they take the time, Lispar es Osios v'tevel shel Torah, they count. And if this is why they're called Rishonim, there must be some significance here. It's not just a matter of Dvarim Shel Mabakach, insignificant. What is the deeper meaning of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koveya, the two words of Dorosh Darash, as ending the first half and beginning the second half in terms of words, and the Vav of Gachon as the middle of the counting of the letters of the Torah? We mentioned in the Gemara, Lama Nikru Rishonim Sofrim Shei Sofrim Kol Osio Sheva Torah, Vav De Gichon Chetzin Shal Osio Shal Sefer Torah Darosh Darash Chetzin Shal Tevos, Boy Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, Vav De Gachon Mehai Gisa O Mehai Gisa. So the Vav in the word Gachon, is that the last letter of the first half of letters? Is it the first letter in the second half of letters? Omale Abaye Nesei Sefer Torah V'im Ninu. Bring me a Sefer Torah and I'll count the letters. Milo Omar Rabba Bar Bachonolo Zosu Misham Acheviu Sefer Torah Menom So they brought a Sefer Torah and they started counting. Omale, so Rav Yosef says, Inu Biki Becheseros Viseros Anan Lo Bikiin. They were experts. They knew all the words of the Torah, which ones were written chaser, which one was mole. We are not bekiyim, we don't know, and if we cannot count the words of the Torah. And certainly not the letters of the Torah. So all the Mefarshim ask, how is it possible that Rav Yosef could make the statement, Ein ono bekiyim bechaseros v'yiseros. Rav Yosef himself, elsewhere, Masechta Menachos Chavtes, said that the Sefer Torah that's written with chaseros and yeseros, if they messed up on words and they added a letter, they subtracted a letter, it's possible. The Sefer Torah is possible. If you don't know, if you don't have the bekiyas, the knowledge of chaseros and yeseros, the Sefer Torah are psulim. So how can we make a bracha on a Sefer Torah when we don't know whether it's kosher or possible? That's, now, there is a halacha that if there's less than dalet chaseros in an amud, then you could fix up the Sefer Torah. But you can't even fix up a Sefer Torah if you don't know the chaseros and the yeseros. But there's another question that the Mefarshim ask, and this is even more far-reaching, more fundamental. If you actually count the osios of the Sefer Torah that we have, there are 304,805 osios. The middle os of that number is the letter vav in the word hu in the pasuk Yishei Hu Lashem in Vayikra Ches. From that vav until vav de Gichon is about 5,000 letters. There's quite a distance here. It's not something that you'd round off, if you know what I mean. Now, in terms of the Mispar Tevos, we count in our Sefer Torah 79,976 Tevos. Half of the Tevos are in the Pasuk El Yisod, which is about 1,000 Tevos before Darosh Darash. So how can the Gemara say that half the Tevos are Darosh Darash and half the Osios are the Os Vav of Gihon? In order to try to put this together and solve this riddle, let's take a look at the pasuk at the beginning of the Torah with regard to the Eitz HaChaim, which was in Gan Eden. Vayitzmach Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol Eitz nechmad l'mar'e v'tov l'machol v'Eitz HaChaim v'soch hagan v'Eitz Hadas tov v'ra. The Alsha tells us that when it says Vayitzmach Hashem Elokim, it means that in the Gan there were 613 Eitzim, parallel, of course, the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. And these Eitzim are like Mayim, in a sense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzmiach these Eitzim in Gan Eden. And the Eitz HaChaim in the Gan Eden represents the Torah, which is the root of all mitzvahs, and from that comes the 613. And we have a clear-cut source for this Alshich in the Zohar, that the Eitz HaChaim represents the Torah. The language of the Zohar is such, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yalav Rishon B'Gan Eden V'Nasan Lo Torosso La'avod bo'av alishmar mitzvoseha, hadod d'ksiv v'yetz ha'chaim b'toch ha'gan, u'ksiv etz chaim hi l'machzikim bo, omra kodesh bo'ak, k'sheyir lo li'odom ha'noa b'gan zeh, yasok bo'ah, he should be osek in the Torah, yishmar osek, he should protect it, and fulfill it, u'mipnei ha'idunim v'anos, but unfortunately, because of the pleasures of man, shahoyu lo li'odom sham, lo shomar toroso, he did not protect the Torah, he did not observe the Torah, Ad Shegershehu Misham Tel Hashem exiled him from Gan Eden. So we see clearly that the Alshich and before him the Zohar identify the Eitz HaChaim as the Torah itself, and that was planted in Gan Eden. But yet, after Adam Rishon's Chet, the Pasuk tells us in the third chapter of Bereishis, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hein ha'adam hoya ke'echad bimenu ladas tov v'ra, v'ata pen yishlach yodo v'lakaka mi'etz ha'chaim, v'yachal v'chay li'olam, v'yishlachayu Hashem Elokim migan Eden, la'avodes adama asher lukach misham, v'yigareshes adam, v'yishko mikedem l'gan Eden, es ha'kruvim v'yaslat ha'cherem v'mesapechus l'shmor es derech etz ha'chaim. According to the Psukim, it seems, and this is an amazing contradiction, a peliploim, that Lamaisa, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai, which is the Eitz HaChaim, the Torah is the mazon lenefesh. It sustains the soul of man, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "V'toroscha v'soch me'ai." How does that reconcile itself with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Adam Rishon out of Gan Eden, and at the gates of Gan Eden he puts up Shomrim to make sure that Adam Rishon will not eat from the Eitz HaChaim? I mean, the Eitz HaChaim is the Torah, and that's going to sustain man. That's going to be the food, the spiritual food of man. And furthermore, why is it that Bnei Yisrael didn't remain alive after Kabbalah Satorah? Lo nisharu Yisrael b'chaim, achrei shekibul Satorah v'yachlu me'etz hachaim. What's going on over here? If the Eitz HaChaim is meant to give man eternal, immortal life, then once they partook, they experienced the Eitz HaChaim, as David says, "V'toroscha v'toch me'ai," then they should have lived forever. So, first question is, why were they exiled and excluded from the Eitz HaChaim, from the Gan Eden? And the second question is that our Sinai, apparently, they got the Torah, they received the Torah, they received the Eitz HaChaim. That's the spiritual sustenance of the Jew. So they do partake in the Eitz HaChaim, and if that be the case, they should live forever, because that's what Hashem was worried about, that Adam Rishon would eat from the Eitz HaChaim and live immortally. To explain this, let's see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares in Yeshayahu HaNavi about the ultimate Geula. Ki Torah me'iti teitze. The Medrash says on this Pasuk, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah chadasha me'iti teitze. Chidush Torah me'iti teitze. Now, one of the Gimel, Yud Gimel Ikri Amuna, is that Zosa Torah, lo tia muchlefes. Velotehe Torah Acheres Me'es Habore Yisbarach Shmo. There'll be no new Torah. And yet, the Pasuk, the way the Medrash interprets it, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares there will be a Torah Chadasha, Me'iti Teitze. Well, that seems to undermine our fundamental belief that there won't be any new Torah, that our Torah is absolutely eternal. So to define what exactly is this Torah Chadasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually reveal to Klal Yisrael at the time of the ultimate Geula, let's learn the Gemara Im Sochim. The Gemara tells us on Daf Vav Amid Beis, Ein Muktam Umi Uchar Batorah. And the Medrash tells us a pretty amazing reason underlying this principle. Rabbeinu Bechai quotes it in a number of places, but especially in his introduction to the Torah. Zesha Omar HaKosuv, Pasuk says in Iyov, Lo Yoda Enosh Ercha, Omar Abulazar, Lo Nitnu Parshioseo Shel Torah Al HaSeder. The Parshios of the Torah not given in that sequence, shel moli nitnu al haseder kol misha hu korei bahen miad ha'yachol livros olam lahachios mesim velasos mofsim lefichach nis'alem sidura shel Torah v'goyel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar umi kamoni yikra v'yagida v'yarcha li. In other words, the Seder that we have is not the ultimate Seder. If we had the ultimate Seder, we would be able to create worlds, we would be able to be Mechayim Mesim, we'd be able to do miracles and change nature. Therefore, there was a process of Nis'alem Sidura Shel Torah, but it's all Goli B'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can understand Eitz HaChaim B'toch HaGan. The Eitz HaChaim B'toch HaGan is the Torah Kedosha, the way it is organized in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the correct sequence. And anyone who reads the Torah could immediately create worlds, he could resurrect the dead, he could change the course of nature. And therefore, if Adam HaRishon would not have sinned, he could have merited eating from the Eitz HaChaim. he would comprehend the Torah, the way it's organized, up in the Seder Nachon, and he would live forever. Because if the Torah could create man, could create the world, could be Mechayev Mesim and resurrect the dead, then how much more so can the Torah be Mevatel Misa, overcome death, triumph over death, and be Mechayev Mesim? And this is the reason why the Torah was organized in that perfect way, that perfect sequence is called Eitz HaChaim. It's the source of life. And the reader of that Torah will be able to live eternally. If that be the case, when the Torah says V'Eitz HaChaim B'toch HaGan, let's understand that the Gan Eden here is a remez for the Gan, the 503, that's the Gematria of Gan, Parshios, that we have in our written Torah. And the Chidah, in his Nitzotze Oros, quotes a Zohar, that Afal Pisha Hein Nun Dalid, that in truth there are 54 Parshios in the Torah, Nireh, Devayelech Unitzovim Chashivi Keachas, that in truth Vayelech and Nitzovim are one Parsha, and they are smuchos, and they are read together usually as one parsha. And therefore, we have 53 parshios of the Torah. And if that be the case, then when the Torah says, V'yetz ha-chaim b'socha gun, and gun represents the parshios of the Torah, which are all inherent in Eitz ha-chaim, which is the Seder of the Torah, the correct Seder, and anyone who is masig that Torah is chai li'olam. He has gained immortality. That's Eitz HaChaim, chaim in life. But after the chait of Adam HaRishon, the decree on high was that all the creations, all the nivraim, would be included together with man in misa and death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented man from eating the Eitz HaChaim, which he would not reveal to Adam HaRishon, and not even to Klal Yisrael. No revelation of the Seder HaTorah the way it's organized up in Shamayim. And that's in order to prevent the ability of man to be Mechayev Mesim, to live immortally, because in this world, which is the world of Tikkun, there's no absolute Shlemus, there's no perfection, man will die, he will return to Ofar, to the dust of the earth, he will have to be cleansed and purified, and that's all because of the Zuamas HaNochash. However, in contrast, when we get to the Gula Sida, the ultimate redemption, after the Tikkun of Chet Adam HaRishon, at that point the Gzeira of Misa, the divine decree of death, of mortality, will be Batal Min HaOlam, and Oseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will be Mechayes HaMesim, God will resurrect the dead, Al Yedea Torah, with the Torah as his powerful instrument, the Torah that's Mesuderes Lefi Seder Nochon, the correct Seder, the Bechira of Eitz HaChaim, the Kol HaOchel Mimenu Chai Li'olam. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Torah Chadosha Me'iti Teitze, Me'iti, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal to Yisrael this Seder HaTorah, the Seder HaTorah Nochon, the way it's organized up in Shamayim, and anyone who partakes in that Eitz of Chaim will live to V'yochal V'chai Li'olam, to live and to gain immortality. And furthermore, as a result of this Gili HaTorah B'Seder HaNochon, the lights of the gates of lights of Sodos HaTorah, of the secrets of the Torah, will be open. The floodgates will be open. That which is chasum and sasum will now be accessible. And therefore, we begin to understand why the Rishonim are called Sofrim. That's not just a secondary appellation or description. They knew to count the osios. Shekol echad yochol lasos. You might ask, well, anyone could count the letters of the Torah. But the Kiddush of the Rishonim was such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them Sod Hashem Li'Reov, the Seder HaNochon of the Parshas of the Torah. the way they're organized up in Shemayim in front of Hashem. And Hashem knew that the Rishon would not use this power, this Torah, to resurrect the dead without receiving express permission and license from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Gula Sida. And when the Gemara says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, on Daf Yudam and Beis, Ki Kishara Antinonus Melech Romi Eich Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama Hichya Es HaEved Shaharak, the king of Rome witnessed Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama resurrecting an Eved that he had killed from the dead. Omar returns to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yadana Zuti She'ispechu Machai Mesim, I know that even the Katan Shebachem is able to resurrect the dead. And the Sefer Beis Aaron on Masechta Yevamos writes, Yeshlanu Bekabola Ki Kol Tana Vamora Haniskorim Bagmara Kedosha Hayochol Lahachios Mesim, Kimo Shematzinu, as we find in the dialogue between Antinonus and Rebbe. And the explanation for this is that the Tanoim, the Amoraim, was Zocha in their greatness of Kedusha to perceive, to understand the Seder HaTorah Nochon as it was originally the Eitz HaChaim before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Now the Gemara says, Lefichach nikru rishonim sofrim shayu sofrim kol osios shebatorah sheyomru vav degichon chetzion shel osios shel sefer Torah dorosh dorash chetzion shel tevos. The rishonim, the sofrim, understood exactly the Seder HaNochon and the Parashas HaTorah. They could count the letters of the Torah and the words of the Torah, know exactly where the middle was in such a way that they were able to clarify and establish that Chatzi HaTorah V'Osios is the letter Vav of Gichon, Chatzi HaTorah V'Tevos is Dorosh Dorash. That's according to the Seder HaNochon Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Rav Yosef turns to Abai and he says, "Ein anu yecholim lispar es haosio shebesefer Torah, inu beki bechaser sveisanan lo bekiin," what he meant is that the Rishonim, the earlier generations, were bekiin bechaseros in all the makomos, all the places in the Torah that are chaserim dvarim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized the Torah in such a way that some things are missing here and they appear there, shalobim koma, not in their proper place, but rather in a different section of the Torah. And therefore they, the Rishonim who knew this, they were bekiyim b'yaseros. They knew places in which there were extra parts of the Torah that don't belong there, they belong elsewhere. And therefore they were able to count the correct seder. When is it Chatzi Torah V'Osios U'Betevos? When is the middle? Where's the middle point? But Anu, we're not Bekiyim B'Seder HaNochon Shel HaTorah. We don't have the capacity to count the letters of the Torah, to count the words of the Torah, and determine what is Chatzi HaTorah. Now the Sofrim, the Rishonim, who are called Sofrim, were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rishus to reveal to us where the Chatzi HaTorah is, in Tevos and in Osios. In Tevos, Dorosh Dorash, and therefore we write Dorosh at the end of a line, and the next Dorash, Dorosh in the beginning of Dorash, in the beginning of the next line, and we know that the Vav of Gichon is in the middle of the Torah, and therefore we make a longer Vav. And this is all in order for us to understand that we don't really know the Seder HaNochon of the Torah. Because after Adam HaRishon sinned, it was a decree from God of Misa, of death for all creatures. And Nishtokek, we had a tshuka to be mesaken, and we should have a tshuka to be misakin the chait of Adam HaRishon and do the best of that we can to bring about the geula when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his promise in Yeshayo Torah Chadosh Ameiti Teitze, to give us and reveal to us the Seder HaNochon as it is Lefonav. And Rabbo say this is all pretty radical, but it's, you know, Shivim Panim LaTorah, it's one way of understanding this concept of the Eitz HaDas, according to the Eitz HaChaim, according to the Zohar, which is identified, the Tree of Life, as the ultimate Torah. And if we understand this, then when we look at the Chatzi HaTorah Biosios, the Chatzi HaTorah B'Tevos, these are Nekudot Merkaz. These are very important, shall we say, critical turning points in the entire Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a remez here, a hint to the Gula Sida, when the entire Torah would be organized in the Seder HaNochon. And then we'll all understand that the Chatzi HaTorah is Meduyak, as it was given in the tradition and the transmission of the Mesorah. Let's try to understand the concept of Chatzi HaTorah B'Tevos, Dorosh Dorash. The Medrash tells us in Yalkut Shimoni and Nach, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Yoshev B'Gan Eden V'Doresh, V'Chol HaTzadikim Yoshvim Lefonov, V'Chol Famalia Shalmala Omdim Al Ragleihem, V'Chama U'Mazolos Mi'Yamino Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levono Kochov Mi'Smolo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Doresh, Torah Chadosha, Sha'asid Liten Al Yidei Mashiach. What we derive from this Medrash is that Liosid Lova HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal the Torah Chadosha Al Yidei Melech HaMashiach. Furthermore, the Zohar tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Goel HaRishon at Yitzias Mitzrayim, will be the Melech HaMashiach Liosid Lova. And that's alluded to in the pasuk at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, says the Zohar, Da Mashiach Ben David, U'mechokik Mi Ben Raglov, Da Mashiach Ben Yosef, Ad Ki Yovo Shilo Da Moshe, Cheshbon Da Kida. In other words, Shilo, Shin Yud Lamin Hei, is the same gematria as Moshe. Let's just calculate that quickly. Shin is 300, then we have 45. In the case of Shiloh, we have Shin, which is 300, and then we have 35 and 10 is 45, 345. The Zohar tells us that there's a pasuk in Koheles, which is also a remez. The pasuk says in the first chapter of Koheles, Masha Yahu Shiyeh. Masha Hayahu are the Rashi Tevos of Moshe. Ma is the Mem, Shehoyah is Shin, and Hu is He is Moshe. In other words, what happened in the Gula Rishona at Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu brought about the Gula, Hu Shiyeh, that will be the same in the ultimate Gula that will take place through Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Archaim HaKadosh, at the end of Bereishis, explains, Ki Nishmas Mashiach Tia Klua Mi Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu Mi Nishmas Dovin HaMelech. The Mashiach will be a personification of both the neshamas of Moshe and of David. And therefore, just like Moshe was the Goel HaRishon at the time of Gulas Mitzrayim, and he will also be the Goel HaAchron at the Gula Sida, because with regard to Matan Torah, the Torah was transmitted to Moshe and from Moshe to Yisrael. It says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. He himself, at the Gula Sida, will teach Torah, but now with new Hasagos. And that's what the Zohar means when it says, Osid le'isgalya kutshebrichu le'moshe ba'oraisa b'galusa basra kigavna de'purkana kadma. And when the Medrash says, Moshe, Moshe, Husha limeid Torah ba'olam hazeh, v'husha asid lalameid Torah ba'olam haba. Asidim Yisrael leilech etzal Avram, v'yomer lo limdeinu Torah, v'homer lehem l'chu etzal Yitzchak. Yitzchak homer l'chu etzal Yaakov. Yaakov homer l'chu etzal Moshe, shalomda mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe will be the transmitter of Torah. at the time of the Gula Sida. This Torah Chadasha that's indicated by the Pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi. Let's understand the Archaim in Parshas Tetzaveh who quotes the Zohar. The Gula Sida will be Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, but only if a condition will be filled. And that condition for the ultimate Gula to take place is that Yisasku Yisrael B'Torah Shenitla L'Moshe B'Sinai. And the Archaim points out, L'zeh Nis'arech HaGolus. Why is it that Golus is so long? It's so long. He called Ochein Oskim B'Torah B'Mitzvahs Ein Moshe Chofetz Ligol Am B'Teilim Minatorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was not interested in being the Goel for a nation that's Batel Minatorah, that's not properly and singularly dedicated to the study of Torah. Because since in the ultimate Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the Torah Chadasha through Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be Goel Yisrael unless he can teach them the Torah Chadasha. But that's only feasible if the condition is met, that they will be Osek Tchila first in the Torah that they already got, that they received at Har Sinai. And as long as they're not being Osek B'Torah Shekvar Nitnolem, how could they possibly be Zocha to receive a new Torah that will reveal to them the Sodas HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah that are inherent in the Torah, hidden in the Torah. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, V'eis se'ira chatos darosh darash Moshe v'inei saraf, based on the Abarbanel and Parshas Achrimos, se'ira chatos is a remez to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara trips up man and causes man to sin. Li'asid lovo yisbatel Yetzer Hara min ha'olam, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, li'asid lovo mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara v'shokto b'fnei ha'tzadikim u'b'fnei ha'rishoyim. And the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, who is the Yetzer Hara? Who Satan or Yetzer Hara Malach HaMoves? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shecht the Yetzer Hara, he will also be shechting the Malach HaMoves. And that's what we say in the period of Chag Gadya V'Yos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Shochat LeMalach HaMoves. All this is caused by the Torah Chadasha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future will reveal the Seder HaNochen Shel Torah, and will be Zocha to eat from the Eitz HaChaim and to live eternally. And that's what the Pasuk means here in Parsha Shmini V'es Seira Chatos, which is the Eitz Hara. Darosh, Darash Moshe, Darosh is that Moshe Darash, this Torah that he already received at Har Sinai. That's the first Darosh. Darash is Liyosid Lovo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the Torah to Moshe a second time, and it'll be Doresh, Darash the second time, the Torah Chadasha Al Seder HaNochon, which Hashem will reveal at the time of the ultimate Geula. And when Moshe Rabbeinu will be Doresh, the second round of Torah, he knows Suraf. It means Yisraf Soyer HaChatos. The Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMoves, will be completely burnt and will be Zochet Chaim, a Chaim of Netzach in Gan Eden, like Odom HaRishon Korov Lachet, to Mis'aneg Miziv HaShechina. And half the Torah in Osios is the Os Vav of Gachon, in the Pasuk Kol Holech Al Gachon, and this was given to us in the Mesorah to write the letter Vav in Gachon longer. Rashi says, Olech al Gachon zenachosh, Lashon Gachon shchia, Shaholech shach v'nofel al meyav. The Marsha explains in his Chidush HaGadlus on Kiddushin that the letter Vav in the middle of Gachon is mevateret kecherev es Gachon shal nachosh levatlo. Is a sword. The Vav Gachon is a sword that is meant to split and to annihilate the Nachash. And here's what the Marsha writes. Hakavona klapi masha omru ki atori yeshla mem tes ponim litara umem tes ponim lituma. Vizeh al pi chibur osios litevos vatevos lipsukim. Aval ha-osios enam morim rak al shemosav shal kodesh baruch hu shehu nistar gomur shal ha-torah ulefish ha-sitra de-smola v'koach ha-tumo nochash ha-kadmoni v'al pi ma sha-omru ma sha-kosuv holech al-gochon ze-nochash v'al ken hifsik bi-osios ha-torah bevav de-gochon lirmos kifi osios ha-torah shem kulam shemosav shal kodesh baruch hu ein kan mokom klal Lekoach atuma, bevav de gachon mafsiko. This vav, which splits the gachon of nachash and destroys the koach atuma, should be understood based on the pasuk in parshas Va'era v'samti pedus bein ami u'bein amecha lemochar yeh ha'os hazeh. The Baal Turim says that we have mesora that we should write in the Sefer Torah the word Pidus, Vesamti Pidus, without a Vav. It's Chaser. And this is a remez, that Geulas Mitzrayim was not a Pidus Shlema, it was not a complete redemption with a Vav. The complete redemption has to wait, is suspended, until the Geulas Sida, about which the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Vehirba imo pidus. And there the word pidus is written mole with the vav. That's going to be the ultimate perfect geula shlema. So the Emir Yosef explains that there's a beautiful remez in the lashon of Vashamati Bishem, etc. Zeu kavanas hakosim lemochar yeh ha'os hazeh. Deba posuk bi'atzmo mitarets pidus chaser os vav in the pasuk v'samti pidus al ze omer lemochar yesh mochar lachar zman. The lemochar here is an allusion to the time of Mashiach, and at that time yeh os hazeh, the os vav of pidus will be placed, so to speak, replaced in the word pidus, and it'll be a vav, it'll be a pidus mole. That's the ultimate geula. This really appears in a different form in the shalah in Parshas Bo. Shamati midorshe reshumo sha'omu remez bazeh ha'posuk v'samti pidus bein ami u'bein amecha lemochar yelos os hazeh ki pidus k'siv chaser ha'yeroi lichtov mole. Omar lemocher yeo says klomar yesh mocher shuliach zman veromez al geulach rona oz ye mole bios hazeh. The shalah adds the pasuk in vayikra chavav v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. Rashi says v'chamishah makomus nichtav Yaakov mole velio chaser. B'chamisha mekomos Yaakov notel os mishmoshel elyo, a ravon, a collateral, sheyovo v'yavaser geula lebonov, and the extra letter in the name Yaakov, which appears in five places, is the letter vav. That's the letter that's missing in v'samti pidus, and elyo will return that vav limkoma back to the pidus at the time of the Geula Sida. And that's what Yaakov Avinu is demanding, that Eliyahu live up to that promise, to that responsibility of Lemochar Yeh Ha'os Hazeh. Now, this vav that's missing in the word Pidus, let's try to understand, what is our avoda, our responsibility? How are we able to rush the process of the vav of pidus being returned, so that we can have the pidus mleya and the gula shlema? And the answer is, we have to go back to the source of the sin of Eitz Hadas, And that's how Chava had some sort of a connection with the Nachash. L'davar imo v'losrachka mimenu miyad. She came close and had a connection with the Nachash. The pasuk says, "Vanochash haya oru mikol chayas ha-sadeh asher osa Hashem Elokim." Vayomer el ha-isha, af ki omer Elokim lo tochlu mikol eitzad gad. So Rashi says, "Afal pisha ros som ochlim mishar peros." Here ba'aleim dvarim kadesha tishivenu v'yovel ledaber bi'oso ha-eitz. In other words, the Nachash enticed man to have a conversation about this eitz, that one particular eitz that they're not supposed to eat from. And we should derive from this that if man would have been careful, if he would have warned Chava and told her to stay far away from the Nachash, she wouldn't have fallen in his net, in his trap, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And the Medrash in Tehillim says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach v'yatzas rishoyim, u'biderech rishoyim lo omad, u'bimoshav leitzim lo yoshav, midaber bi'odam harishon, omar adam harishon, ashreini, im lo amadati bidrochav shal nochosh, ashrei im lo yashavti b'moshavo shal leitzonus. How fortunate I would have been if I wouldn't have stood in the path of the Nachash. How fortunate I would have been if I didn't sit in his moshav, in his social connection. And when the Torah says that the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meted out to the Nachash, Vayomer Hashem Elokim el HaNachash ki asisa zos, arur ato mikol ha-behemo mikol chayas ha-sode, al gichoncha telech, v'afar l'tochal kol yimei chayecha, v'eva ashis bein cho, bein ha-isho, bein zarechu, bein zaroa, hu yishufach rosh, v'atot shufenu ekev. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, chaval al shamashka, al shemesh gadol, al shamash gadol, sha'ovad min ha'olam, shal moli niskalkel, niskalel, nochosh, kol echem yechem Yisrael, hoyu mizdamnin lo, shnei nechoshim tovim, echad mishagro l'tzafon, echad mishagro l'dorom, lavilo sandalvonim, tovim, viavonim tovos umargolios. If not for the rebellion of the Nachash against God at the time of the Chet of Eitz Hadas, they would have used the Nachash for good. But after God, and after the Nachash brought about a curse to Adam and Chava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut down the legs of the Nachash so that they wouldn't use him, they would stay far away from him. Arur ato mikol abeimam kol chayas asoda. Al gechoncha telech v'yofer tocha kol yimei chayecha. So that man should not use you, should not get connected to you. That's the midah keneged midah. And not only that, God says, I will plant the seeds of hatred between you and man. Eva ashis bein cho, bein oisho, bein zara, bein zarecha, hu yishufuch rochsh. All this is to avoid a chibur with the Nachash. The Os Vav, at the beginning of a Teva, is called a Vav HaMachaber, and it connects two things. As Rashi says, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. When a man is Mekayim a Mitzvah Saseh, V'yahavto L'recha Kamocha, he is Miskaber B'Avayim Yisrael, he's Misaking the Os Vav HaChibur, by adding it as a chibur of Kedusha with Kedusha. When man, on the other hand, connects himself to those who hate the Torah, who go in the way of the Nachash, then he's pogem biosvav hamachaber, that represents the vav of a chibur, and instead he has a vav of a chibur with someone that he shouldn't be mischaber with. We begin to understand that Yaakov Avinu takes the Vav of Elio as a mashkon. The tafkid of Elio HaNavi is to prepare for Klal Yisrael, prepare them for the Gula Asida. He wants to be Mar B'Sholom. He wants to increase Achdus in Klal Yisrael, to be Marchikos from Chukas HaGoyim, as the Pasuk says at the end of the Torah, at the end of the Tanakh, Hinei Anokhi Sholech Lechem Eselyo Anavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGodol V'Hanora Ve'Shiv Lev Avos Al Banim V'Lev Banim Al Avosam. When the Pasuk says V'Samti Pidus Bein Ami U'Bein Amecha, the Shoresh, the root of the Geula, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will separate Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And how? He will give us a Mesorah to write Pidus without a Vav, to hint us that Geulas Mitzrayim is not yet complete. The Tikkun that's necessary is a Tikkun of the Vav HaChibur. That instead of having a Vav of a Chibur with the Umas HaOlam, there'll be other Golios, and in all those exiles, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael will be Mischaber with the Amin. But the Pasuk testifies, L'machar Yia Ha'os HaZeh, that the Gula Sidur will be complete, there'll be a Tikkun of the Vav HaChibur, there will no longer be a Chibur between Yisrael and the Amin, but rather will be Zoche to a Pidus Molea, with a Vav, Vehirba Imo Pidus, a Pidus that separates us from the Chibur with the Kochos HaTuma, with the Amim, and so forth, but rather connects us with Kedusha. And therefore we begin to understand the Remez, the teaching that is hinted at in the Chatzi Torah Be'osios, called Holech Al Gachon. Gachon is written Mole with a Vav, and the Vav is a long Vav. That Vav is the Cherev that cuts the Gachonu Shel Nachash, that is Mevatel the Nachash, and makes the Nachash null and void. When we'll be Zocha to be Mesaki the Os Vav, and instead of having a Chibur with the Nachash, rather have a Chibur with Shomrei Torah, with Kedusha, with Yirei Hashem, we'll stay far away from the Nachash, the Yetzahara, and all that comes with it, then we'll be Zocha to the Gula Sida, and the Nachash will be Batel through the Torah Chadasha, the Torah Al Seder HaNachon, which Li Asid Lova HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. So the Chetzi HaTorah B'Osios is the Os Vav of Gachon, which is the Bittel of the Nachash, slicing the Nachash in half. And then we have the Chatzi Torah in Tevos. Yes, Seira Chatas, which represents, as we saw, the Yetzahara, Darosh Darash Moshe Vinei Soraf, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe will be Doresh the Torah Chadosha, that's in the Seder HaNachon, and in that way, Yisraf, he will burn up the Seira Chatas of the Yetzahara. And as a result, there'll be a bittel of the Nochash HaKadmoni with the Os Vav that Yaakov Avinu will return to Eliyahu HaNavi, who will come and be the harbinger of the Gula Sida B'mheir of Yomenu Amen. I would like to share with you an insight of the Aras Dvash, which we mentioned earlier this week, and I think it touches on what we've discussed tonight. The Gemara says in Nida, on Daf Samach Aleph, Mitzvos Betelos Li Asid Lavo, and Tosis says that what the Gemara means to say is that Li Asid Lavo, Lo Yikaimu Yisrael HaMitzvos Machmas HaYosem Mitzuvim V'Yosem Ki Im Ritzonu Matov Begeter Enom Mitzuvim V'Yosem. So Mitzvos Betelos means Mitzvah as a Mitzuvah, that'll be Batel Asid Lavo, and we will be motivated to fulfill God's will as an Eino Mitzuva V'Yosa because of our inner desire, our craving, our will to fulfill God's will. Why will we be Mekayim the Torah and the Mitzvahs L'Yosid Lavo as an Eino Mitzuva V'Yosa? And the Yaros Tvash builds an answer and explanation based on the Gemara Kedushin Lamed Aleph about Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said initially that if someone would tell him that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is potim in a mitzvah, he would make a celebration. Because avidna yom tavel rabbanon telo mifkida va'avidna, I fulfill the mitzvahs even though I'm not obligated. But now, based on the statement of Rabbi Hanina, gadol mitzuv yosevi, yosevi misha eno mitzuv yosevi, on the contrary, if somebody would tell me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and rather a sumas chayav mitzvahs avidna yom tavel rabbanon. But it's clear that initially Rabbi Yosef thought, before he heard about Rabbi Hanina's statement, that an eina mitzuvah v'yosa is greater than a mitzuvah v'yosa. And Tosas points out over there in Kiddushin that Godol ha-mitzuvah v'yosa, hainu taima, because of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara works overtime in a case of a mitzuvah v'yosa. And because of the tokef of the Yetzer Hara, it requires so much work, so much effort to overcome the Yetzer Hara, and that's the greatness of a mitzuvah v'yosa. In the case of an eina mitzuvah v'yosa, he's got pas pesalo, he's laid back, he doesn't have to worry about the Yetzer Hara, because he knows he doesn't have to be mekayem the mitzvah, it's all voluntary. It comes out now, according to the Svara, that we should have said eina mitzuvah v'yosa is greater than a mitzuvah v'yosa, because he's being mekayim the mitzvah at Torah b'nedava, out of a free will, voluntarily. But nevertheless, gadol mitzuvah v'yosa because of the Yetzer Hara. And now we go back to the Gemara in Sukkah that we mentioned earlier this evening, in Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Liosid Lovo, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara v'shochto. It means that Liosid Lovo, we're going to go back to the original Svara. Why? Because if we don't have the Yetzer Hara, then there's no reason why the mitzuvah v'yosa is greater than the eina mitzuvah v'yosa. On the contrary, liyosid lavo, Tosas Svara of Yitzo Tokfo will not apply, and therefore mitzvah b'teilus liyosid lavo means that we will be mekayim the mitzvah b'toras nedava as an eina mitzuvah v'yosa voluntarily, because without the Yetzer Hara, the eina mitzuvah v'yosa is greater than the mitzvah v'yosa. Says the Aris Dvash, that the Gemara tells us, Bishah Sha'omru Yisrael Nasav Nishma Nekar Yetzahara Milibam. And Lechora, we should ask Akasha, what is the greatness of being Makdim Nasav Nishma? And the answer is that Nasa means we'll fulfill the mitzvahs even before Nishma, even before we know the content of the mitzvahs and the mandate, we're an eina mitzuvah v'yosa. You'll ask me, Rabbi Hanina says, gadol ha-mitzuvah v'yosa, yosa mimish eina mitzuvah v'yosa. So why would they makdim nasa to nishma? Why would they? Why do they make themselves into an eina mitzuvah v'yosa? And the answer is, because at that moment in time, b'shosha omru yisrael nasa v'nishma, is nekar yetzahar milibam. At the moment of Matan Torah, before they sinned at the Chet HaEgel, they didn't have a Yetzer. They reached that high level, and therefore for them, it was Gadol She'ena Mitzuveh, Mimisha Mitzuveh V'yosa. And therefore, Hikdimu Nasa V'nishma. They were motivated not by a mandate, but rather to do the Torah and fulfill God's will voluntarily as an eina mitzvah, which is a higher level than a mitzvah v'yosa. Thus, when the Gemara says, "B'shoshek dimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma yotza baskol v'yomel em migilo l'bonai roz zesh malachim shoyz mishtamshim bo," meaning that the malachim up at Shamayim are considered the osei dvaro lishma v'kol Hashem, that first they are osei dvaro and then they listen to the Kol Hashem, Bereisha Osei Dvaro V'Hoda L'Shmoa. It means that the Malachi HaShos, who don't have the Yetzer Hara, they also reach this level of Eina Mitzuvah V'Yosa. And therefore, when Klal Yisro, when Makdim Nasa V'Nishma, when they have a tremendous craving to fulfill the will of God, even before God commands them and mandates them, And that's why at Matan Torah they were Makdim Nasal and Nishma, because they didn't have the Yetzer Hara. Is Yotza Bas Kol V'Yomer Migilu L'Bonei Roh Zeh Shemalochei Ashoris Mishtam Shimbo. It means that they reach the level of Malochei Ashoris, who don't have the Yetzer Hara to contend with. And therefore, we go back to the Svara that Gadol Eino Mitzuvah, and that's the level of Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah. Now, this perhaps would shed a light on another dimension of our parsha, the very strange and challenging parsha, the episode of the death of Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu wanted to create a tikkun for the chet of Adam Arishon, and they wanted to reach a level of Adam Arishon Kodem Lachet, before the Yetzer Hara would get through the Nachash HaKadmoni, get the best of them, and would somehow penetrate into their souls. They would be Yodei Tov V'Ra. That level of Adam Arishon Kodem Lachet would be the level of Eino Mitzuvah V'Yosa. And therefore, when the Pasuk says that Nadav Avihu brought an Eish Zara, how do you understand that? After all, they were Shkulim K'Moshe V'Yaron, the Pesukim indicate that they were the Kedoshim. Moshe V'Yaron thought that they themselves, Moshe V'Yaron themselves, would be the Kedoshim, but yet, the Krovei HaKadosh, it was revealed that Nadav Avihu were even on a higher level. What does that mean? And what does it mean that they brought an Eish Zara? But the answer is that since their purpose and their agenda was to reach the level of Adam Arishon Kodem Lachet, to completely neutralize the power of the Yetzer Hara, the power of the Nachash HaKadmoni, therefore, from their perspective, there would be a level of Eino Mitzuvah V'Yosa. Because as we said, in the absence of the Yetzer Hara, the greatness, the greatest level is Eino Mitzuvah V'Yosa. And if that be the case, the Eish Zara means to bring a karmon together, Eino Mitzuvah V'Yosa. But yet, they were chayev misa. And perhaps the reason is, as the Medrash says, Nadav Avihu nischayevu misa mishum shenichnasu l'beis hamikdash shesui yayin. Now what does it mean? These are the Kedoshim on the highest level. Why would they enter into the Migdash shesui yayin? And once again, this is a tikkun for the chet of Adam Arishon. Chazal say, it's a Gemara Brachos based on Rabbi Meir, that Adam Arishon's chet was b'yayin. And what was the Eitz Hadas? Rabbi Meir Omer Geffen Hoya, She'ein lecha dover, she'mevi yelol al Adam el yayin, she'nevar v'yoshes min hayayin v'yishkar, is sochta novim v'nosnolo. The Medrash says that Chava crushed the grapes and gave wine to Moshe, to Adam Arishon. Now, the Iser of Suyayin going to the Beis HaMikdash is a result of the Chet of Adam Arishon, that he was Chote B'Yayin, and therefore it's not right to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash with Yayin, Shesuyayin, Ein Kategor Na'asa Neger. However, if Nadav Avihu was Shesuyayin, they thought that they were Mesakein, the Chet of Adam Arishon, who sinned with Yayin, and therefore in their case, it would be mutter to do the Avodah Shesuyayin. Nadav Avihu thought that their job, their responsibility, their goal, and their agenda was Tikkun Chet Adam Arishon. And that's the Tikkun of Achris Hayomim of the Geula Shlema. And this was the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. Now, Hakamas HaMishkan was meant to be a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. They thought that now we can go back to the situation, the status of Adam Arishon Kodem HaChet. The Yetzer Hara is batel min ha'olam. They would bring an Eish Zara together, Eina Mitzuvah V'Yosa, Asher Lo Tziva Osam, the Pasuk says, based on the Chazal, let's say, Mitzvahs V'Teil Sosid Lovo, that we won't be Mekayim Lasid Lovo, the Mitzvahs Begetter Mitzvos, meaning Mitzuvah V'Yosa, but rather Begetter Eina Mitzuvah V'Yosa, as we saw in Rav Yonis and Ibishitz in Yaris Dvash, Liasid Lovo Yisbatel Yetzer Hara Min Ha'olam, they become an Eina Mitzuvah V'Yosa, therefore they bring the Eish Zara. There's no need anymore to prohibit a shesuyayin to go into the Beis HaMikdash midin or mitam chet adam arishon, nodav aviu become konim chet egel, which means they go back to the madrega of nasa v'nishma, where there was no yetzahara. To adam arishon konim lechet, there was no yetzahara, and therefore vis-a-vis nodav aviu, it's gadol ena mitzuva v'yose, yose mitzuva v'yose, and therefore nodav aviu had the kavana that if we're on the level of Konim Cheta Egel, then Godel Eina Mitzuva, and if they bring in a Zara Shalot Tzuva Osam. What does the Pasuk say? Asher Lo Tzuva Osam. Without the Tzivui. Then the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, at least before the Gula Sida, is the Bechina of Mitzuva V'yose, Torah Tzivu Lanu Moshe. It's all about Mitzuva V'yose. Aaron HaKohen is also Torah's Emes HaYibifiyu Avol Onim Tzasosa V'Shalom Isha, the Pasukim Malachi Shisei Kohen Yishmu Das Torah Yivakesh Mipiyu. There's no suffix in anyone's mind that Nodav Aviyu had the greatest respect for Moshe and Aaron, and they were completely mavatal themselves to the Kedusha of Moshe and Aaron, the great Kedusha. But their desire, their ishtokakus, their perception of their responsibility, their agenda was to be metakin the chet of Adam HaRishon, to bring about the achris hayomim of mitzvos betelus osid lovo, not to be mekayim the mitzvos begeder mitzvah v'yosa, but rather as an ena mitzvah v'yosa. And therefore, when they declared Masai beiz zikedim alolu mesim, what they really meant to say was not the physical death of Moshe and Aaron, they weren't mishtokik for that, but a bittul of the hanhaga of kiva mitzvahs as a mitzvah v'yosa. That's represented, as we saw, by Moshe and Aaron. And now, Nodav Aviyu wants, they desire a new kind of hanhaga, begeter ena mitzvah v'yosa, ishzara shalot tzuva osam, because they believed that the Tikkun HaSholem of Achris Hayom was already a reality, was already achieved. There was a kapara on the day of HaKomas HaMishkan for the Chet HaEgel. We're now back to the status of Klal Yisrael at Marmet Har Sinai, where they were makdim, nasa, v'nishma, because there was no Yetzahara, and therefore they could be an Eino Mitzuva V'yose, and they could bring the Eish Zora. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, Achrei Mos, Shnei B'nei Aaron, Bekarvasam Lifnei Hashem V'yamusu, and the famous Arachayim that we've mentioned time and time again, that the reason for the death of B'nei Aaron is because Niskarvu B'godol Dveikusam B'Hashem, they came too close, Achi Yotza Nafsha M'godol Advekus, B'Bchinas Nafshi Yotza B'Dabro, and that's not a stira to what it says, V'yakrivu Lifnei Hashem Eish Zora Shalotzuva, because when they reach this level of getting so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all they desired was to be Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Slavos B'Shtokos without an external mandate, as if it was Derech HaTeva, as if the Shtokos to fulfill God's will is the nature of man, because there's no Yetzara, that's the essence of man, and therefore Godel Eino Mitzvah V'Yoseh. And we begin to understand that they came too close because it wasn't the right moment yet. It wasn't a bittul of the Eitz Hara that hadn't achieved. They weren't back to the level of Adam Arishon Kodem Lechet. And therefore they still had to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Begeder Mitzvah V'yosa. And therefore V'yakrivu Lifnei Hashem Eish Zorah Shalotzuva V'hem, they brought in Eish Zorah as an Eino Mitzvah V'yosa. And they didn't have the school of fulfilling a mitzvah. The mitzvah protects a person v'chaybohem for life. Is v'teitzei eish milifnei Hashem v'tochlosom v'yamusu lifnei Hashem. They died because of the great hishtokukus, not realizing that they needed the mitzvahs, they needed to be mitzvah v'yosa. There was no tikkun yet at this point in history of the chet of Adam HaRishon. And therefore was nafshi yotza bedabro. And this is bekarvasam lifnei Hashem v'yamusu, as the Arachayim had said, they died because of niskarvu l'Hashem begodol dveikusam. they were on the level they thought of mitzvahs betelos leosid lavo, that the kiyuma mitzvah should be begetereta mitzuva vioso, because leosid lavo, there won't be misa, there won't be yitzahara, as we say in the Chagadia, we mentioned it earlier, vioso HaKadosh Baruch Hu shachal amalach hamavis, there's no fear of shemet teitzei nafsham, but unfortunately they didn't reach that level. They didn't have the shmir of a chaybohem. They still needed a mitzvah of mitzuva viyose. And therefore, if they brought an eizara shalot tzuva osam, that eizara is not appropriate at this moment. It might be appropriate liosid lavo. They still needed the tikkun sholem bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu. But it's all the result of the shtokikus to bring about the ultimate tikkun of the achris hayomim. May we zoche b'meir v'yomenu to that ultimate tikkun. And we'll see the Yetzirah shechted, and without the Yetzirah, we'll be able to serve Hashem truly with an Eish Zara Shalotzuva Osam, because it will be Arish Tokikus to fulfill the will of God, not because we're mandated, but as the Svara goes, because we essentially crave to do Hashem. We have Eish Tokikus, we want the ultimate Tveikus, and we'll be Zochet to see that day of the Gula Sida, when Moshe Rabbeinu would transmit a new Torah, Li Asid Lavo, Bimheirav Yomenu Amen.